This is HG3 Podcast. My name is Miriam Lucas. Episode number 3 is here. Our topic today is, I was allowed to upload on BandLab at school.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai.
You can share the screen and show students exactly how BandLab works. BandLab also allows teachers to build courses they can share with students. Schools and institutions are using BandLab to help teachers provide better lessons, manage their students, and monitor student progress. BandLab also offers analytics to allow teachers to keep an eye on how much each student is learning over the course of a class. BandLab for Education offers software to teachers for creating courses and controlling access to students. In the digital music world, BandLab offers teachers a powerful toolkit to teach students the skills needed to operate in this ever-changing field. With BandLab for Education, music teachers will provide students with a robust platform for reaching higher levels of instrumental achievement. For instance, BandLab can help students master music theory with interactive lessons and exercises, helping you get creative with BandLab. BandLab is an awesome piece of software that is free and simple to use. BandLab provides tools that are both interesting and simple to use, so that any learner can make a beat or a song, almost without the need for setup. BandLab is one of the best tools available for getting started in the journey of making music. It is a free, web-based DAW that allows you to set up classes, assign assignments, and collect work on your students' compositions. Not only does BandLab have MIDI writing capability, it is loaded with awesome loops for students to easily make music. It is not only a learning tool at lockdown, but a great way for students to compose and make music out of class anytime. Setting up homework assignments on BandLab to do some composing sounds like a great way to get students making music. Students can easily begin making music right away in BandLab, selecting the genres and styles that appeal to them. BandLab and Soundtrap are both options here, as they are both web-based software programs, with students accessing their work through logins. Because of this, examples of cloud-based music software are more broadly available for all students, and they can integrate with LMSs such as Canvas, Blackboard, and Google Classroom. These cloud-based assignments allow all students to engage in engaging music making, both individually and in groups. Students can invite other students that own the educational Soundtrap's versions to create music together, as well as text and video chat to discuss ways to make their music better. Soundtrap's educational version is a paid application that allows students to collaborate and create music together in real time. In recent years, NoteFlight has expanded and offers NoteFlight Learn, which allows teachers to take content from NoteFlight and assign it to students in their classrooms, similar to LMSs. You, as the teacher, configure a Soundtrap or GarageBand for Mac education account, then invite your students to join your class. In groups of 12 to 16, you can discuss what you learned, work on your personal musical projects, receive feedback and assistance from the teacher, and collaborate with your peers. You will learn about working as a remote band in the same tracks on BandLab, about your roles, and how to use BandLab's collaborative features to collaborate. By the end of the course, you will produce a few tracks of music and understand how to work within BandLab. Your instructor will also assign you challenges or assignments. Use 3 of your BandLab courses before recording, as well as the things you learned at workshop, to practice what you learned. With our premium course access, not only do you get lifetime access to the 3 pre-recorded BandLab courses, but you also get 1 live workshop per week, over the course of 6 weeks. BandLab's goal is for BandLab to support your school's mission, so teachers can focus on providing students with engaging, learning experiences. BandLab provides a safe environment for students and educators to share their creations. The site's developers have worked with more than 40 school districts, as well as with a number of teachers, on testing environments. Stepping into the arena with its multi-platform accessibility, as well as its education edition to be used in teaching elementary and middle school students, BandLab is having the option of creating virtual classrooms, inviting students and other teachers via codes, and then setting up assignments, as well as being able to revise their DAW production works, as well
as giving live, immediate feedback makes this a perfect VLE. There is an education branch of BandLab, where you can create a school and classroom, and then set assignments for your students. If your students only have iOS or Android devices, BandLab has dedicated apps downloadable for those platforms as well. Editing in BandLab uses a few off-the-shelf DAW tools, both MIDI and audio. BandLab for gaming learn to use effects, record audio, and edit MIDI to make audio effects for games and videos. BandLab Bling is a free, easy-to-use application that allows teachers and students to easily upload, edit, and share media files. BandLab for Education checks all of the boxes, and goes a step further in bridging teacher-student interactions. In my forthcoming book, GarageBand, we covered basic skills, as well as providing resources for 6 different units of study, including information for teachers, instructional videos for students, downloadable worksheets, and more. While my upcoming course, GarageBand, Soundtrap and BandLab Lesson Plans and Teacher Advice, is not designed for the iPad version of GarageBand for Mac, many projects are readily adaptable for the GarageBand for iOS application. The same comprehensive lesson, but using BandLab Edu, the secure walled garden with no social networking aspects, but with which students at Music EL are allowed to collaborate. If you do not have computers in your music room, you can rent a school IT room, and students will be able to easily log into BandLab.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Miriam and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of HG3 Podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
Podbot.ai